All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
So the headline here, of course, is that Bitbyte has now introduced an AI-enhanced TradeGPT for data-driven market insights. And Bitbyte, for those that don't know, is a Dubai-based cryptocurrency exchange. And this kind of new AI-driven trading assistant is designed to furnish traders with actionable insights and data-driven responses. So it's named TradeGPT. I'm not sure if this is because, like, originally when ChatGPT came out, I don't know if you know, but, like, OpenAI was like sending cease and desist letters to a whole bunch of people that had GPT in their name, and they were saying like, we trademarked GPT because we own ChatGPT, and it seems like if people are still naming things GPT, like this new TradeGPT thing, then maybe OpenAI has given up on trying to defend that. I mean, it's kind of tricky because GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer, and that's just like an industry term. They didn't invent, you know, gender pre-trained transformers. And so trying to kind of trademark that name or not let anyone take it, I think was a bold move. In any case, I, for one, this podcast used to be called the ChatGPT podcast. I've since changed the name in anticipation of getting a cease and desist, but really to become more of a, you know, more of a actual legitimate name. So now it's just called the AI Chat podcast. But in any case, I think it's interesting, bold move by Bitbyte to just call it TradeGPT. So this new offering integrates artificial intelligence to interpret and analyze market data and thereby makes it more accessible to traders. So utilizing the generative capabilities of ChatGPT along with Bitbyte's proprietary tools, GPT, which is something else they have, TradeGPT aims to deliver real-time market analysis and answers to a range of different user queries in multiple languages. So multiple languages, I think that goes without saying. They're using ChatGPT, so I don't know why everyone always brings up the fact that they have multiple languages, whatever. I mean, cool feature, but AI can do it. So in any case, speaking of that multiple languages thing, if you didn't already catch this is so phenomenal. ChatGPT like pretty much trained itself to speak languages that were not included in its data set. So fascinating. In any case, that's a whole another topic for another time. I think it was like some language, maybe it was like Hindi or something that wasn't included. Anyways, it is essentially not just a tool, this new TradeGPT thing that they've created, but this is actually a educational platform that can offer specific market strategies and suggest products based on the ongoing dialogue with the user. So you could be on there saying, hey, what's going on with Bitcoin today? Very interesting. What, you know, historically when this happens, what happens? Why do you think this is happening? You know, what would be my best financial tool to capitalize on this? Blah, blah, blah. And it's going to be suggesting things. So Bitbyte had earlier launched Tools GPT back in June. And that platform kind of melted machine learning and AI features with ChatGPT. And they were doing this with Bitbyte's own market data to kind of carry out technical and funding analysis as well as model predictions. So Bitbyte isn't alone, I think, in doing like integrating AI into a lot of what they're doing and creating these things, especially, you know, harnessing ChatGPT to kind of enrich user experiences in the crypto world. Earlier in May of this year, Crypto.com debuted its ChatGPT-enabled assistant, which they called Amy. This is kind of interesting. I'd love to hear your opinions on this. Like, do we like calling these like ChatGPT, not clones, like, you know what it is. It's an AI. It's an API wrapper, and you have your own technology. Everyone always says we have our own secret sauce in there, so it sounds like you got some cool IP, which I'm sure lots of people sort of do. In any case, do we like calling them Amy? Do we like giving them a name of an assistant, or do we like calling them like TradeGPT? It feels like it's one or the other. It's a person's name, or it's, you know, something GPT. Anyways, so we got Crypto.com. They did Amy. Binance Academy integrated OpenAI's ChatGPT chatbot to source responses from their kind of, they have an extensive database and information repositories related to the broader Web3 ecosystem. So yeah, we had Crypto.com. We had Binance using ChatGPT. We have OKX, which is another player in the crypto exchange scene, and they're leveraging AI through their collaboration with Endotech to study market volatility and potential trading opportunities. We have Solana Labs. For its part, they also released a ChatGPT-powered plugin for tasks such as checking wallet balances and executing token trades. So really interesting. You can, you know, trade tokens with this, which I wonder what kind of security issues they may have run into, or, you know, they might have been concerned about or tried to mitigate. What, you know, like if people are just using like essentially a ChatGPT bot to make their trades, maybe someone else could hack their account and do it easier. I don't know. In any case, I think this whole wave of AI development in crypto, in the whole crypto sphere, really coincides with BitByte's expansion into the lending services. So essentially, they're going to be offering interest payouts for crypto deposits on its platform. And the strategy aligns with broader industry trends, which was, I think, Cointelegraph recently had a report talking about this specifically. This is, so it's obviously something that's happening in the industry. I think the ascension of AI is not, you know, just confined to the financial markets alone. Companies like Amico Brands are venturing into educational technologies with their subsidiary Tiny Traps, using AI to create interactive games and NFTs based on user-generated prompts. And then, of course, on another front, you have NASDAQ-listed Iris Energy, which has invested $10 million to acquire 248 NVIDIA H100 Tensor Core GPUs, aiming to explore generative AI applications more across its data centers. So I think, notably, kind of this growing interest in AI tech has propelled chip and hardware manufacturers like NVIDIA to really crazy, really crazy places. But in any case, all that being said, I think that this is a very interesting time for AI, very interesting time for AI being added into crypto. And I think, to kind of wrap it up, the integration of AI into trading platforms like BitByte's TradeGPT is a big step forward. I think it's likely to influence the way the market analysis and customer interactions are handled in this really rapidly shifting landscape. And I think this is going to be definitely an area to watch as it continues to grow and see what kind of adoption AI has in crypto.